Sit or lie down in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and feel yourself relax. Sink deeper and deeper into your inner stillness. Just sink deeper and deeper into the eternal stillness that exists within you. Sink deeper and deeper into this stillness. Now think of someone that irritates you or that you hold a grievance against. See this person in your mind. Try to perceive the light in them. Perhaps initially just like a little spark. And then allow this spark, this light, to grow. So it becomes bigger and bigger. Bigger and bigger. Until it fills their whole being. Now let this light grow even bigger so it extends outside of them. It radiates out from them. Notice how your perception about this person changes as you allow yourself to witness the light that shines within them. Let your soul's angel, this wise guide, be here with you now. And ask your soul's angel, this presence of love that is here to teach and guide you, what the learnings are here for you, the learnings that will help you heal. What is it that this person is teaching you by being in your life? Now think of someone else that you truly love. Someone that fills you with joy when you think of them. See this person in your mind and witness the light that shines within them. Let this light grow bigger and bigger so it extends outside of them, it radiates out from them. Notice how you feel inside as you are witnessing this beautiful light that shines within them. Now let their light blend with the light from the other person you did this exercise with. So both their inner light is radiating out so fully that the light starts to blend. Notice how it is the same light. And now let this light also extend so much it also starts to connect with you. Igniting your inner spark to shine even more fully. This light is in all of you. This light is from the same divine source. Let them continue to send this light to you, and that you also send light to them, so the light starts to merge and become one. Take some time now to do this exercise with any others that spring into your mind that you hold a grievance against. Then bring them into this exercise and let yourself witness this light that shines within them. Perhaps you want to witness even more fully the light that shines within those you love. Then bring them too into this exercise and let yourself witness this light that shines within them. I will be quiet now for 1 minute so you can do this. As you're all standing in this light, notice how your perception of them might have changed. Ask your inner teacher, your soul's angel, if there are any more learnings here for you that will help you heal. Then thank the others that have helped you here today to learn more about forgiveness. And now let your soul's angel take your hand, and together find your way up to a beautiful mountain. And as you sit down on top of this mountain, Let yourself look down upon a world down there that does not understand forgiveness. Notice the thoughts you have had yourself that have caused you to get stuck in judgment, fear, and grievances. Notice how these thoughts have trapped you, how they have caused you to get stuck in the ego's mindset, like a heavy blanket, or maybe even like heavy chains, keeping you bound to a lower vibration, a lower and more dense reality. But these are just thoughts, they are just illusions, they are not real. This lower vibration is not your real reality. It is only something that's been created by these false beliefs, these fear-based thoughts, but they are only thoughts, and thoughts can be changed. Thoughts can be changed. Feel the hope that descends as you realize this. Thoughts can be changed, and your inner teacher, your soul's angel, is here to help you. Imagine now how you turn over all these thoughts and judgments, all these grievances, all that heaviness and darkness, all that blame and bitterness to your soul's angel. Just hand them all over to this presence of love. I will be quiet for a little while so you can do that. Feel, see, hear and notice how your inner teacher starts to transform all these thoughts, as if this angel takes them all into a beautiful divine fire, a purifying fire of the most amazing light that cleanses all the fear away, all the darkness away, until only light remains. And then let this beautiful divine fire, this blazing light, flood your whole mind, your heart, your whole being. Let yourself be totally immersed in this light. Feel how it fills you with joy and peace and love and trust. Feel how it restores you to sanity and freedom and love. And let this light ignite your own inner light, so this divine light from Source and your light become one. And then feel how this light gives you wings, as if the light forms wings, spiritual wings, giving you the ability to fly. Feel feel how you stretch out these wings. And let yourself take off, flying high up in the sky, soaring above the world. And as you do, look upon the world through the eyes of light, through the eyes of Source. And feel how this light pours out of your eyes like beams of light down into the world, blessing the world, helping to light up the world. And as you're flying up in the sky, feel how God, the Goddess, Great Spirit, and all the angels and ascended masters are communicating with you through feelings, through an inner knowing, through images, through words, through giving you signs and messages. Feel how you are supported and carried by the winds of heaven. Perhaps they give you messages already now as you are flying up here being guided by Spirit, being a conduit for this light. If so, let yourself receive these messages now. And if there are no messages, then just enjoy soaring high up in the sky, being carried by Spirit. But if there are messages, let yourself receive them now. Then fly back to the mountain top again. And as you sit here watching the world below you, we will just do one more practice step today that will take you straight into timelessness, into the domain of Spirit. Be determined from now on to only look forward at the world you want. Be determined to bear witness to the light. This frees your mind from all the little things the old world had tried to imprison you with. And as you stop focusing on all those little things, they'll disappear. But when you used to focus on them, they seemed real to you. And this is your choice. Be willing to choose to see only the world you want. A world filled with light and beauty and love. So close your eyes upon the old world you used to see. And in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light up, one by one. Until they all start to blend as one. These are the lights of heaven. And today they bend to you, to shine upon your eyelids as you rest beyond the world of darkness. Here is a light your physical eyes can't behold, and yet your spiritual eyes can see it plainly in your mind's eye. This is the world that awaits you as you make a conscious choice to see only the light. A world of light, a world of love. This is the real world, and it has been here all the time, just waiting for you to wake up so you can see it. Feel how your heart and your mind open fully now, in gratitude and appreciation that you have come home, that you have awakened, that your soul's angel is here with you, guiding you for every step. Know that all is well, all is well. And then come back down from the mountain. Back into your body. Back with your awareness inside yourself. And as you open your eyes, let your inner light shine out through your eyes as you look upon a world that's now been blessed by you returning home. And keep sending this light out through your eyes, through your heart, through your whole being, out into the world, out into your day. Out to everyone you're going to meet. Keep sending this light into your week. Into your month ahead. Into your life, into every corner of your life. Into your home. Into your relationships. Just keep being the source of this light. Let this light flow. Let yourself be a conduit for this light, helping to light up our world. And so it is.